From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States marking the 15th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks Sunday, when al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked planes and blew them into the World Trade Center in New York and the Pentagon near Washington. Another plane crashed in rural Pennsylvania. President Obama observed a moment of silence at the White House early today. At the time, the first of the four hijacked planes slammed into the World Trade Center before speaking at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed in the attacks.
We remember and we will never forget the nearly 3,000 beautiful lives taken from us so cruelly, including 184 men, women, and children here, the youngest just 3 years old. We honor the courage of those who put themselves in harm's way to save people they never knew. We come together in prayer and in gratitude for the strength that has fortified us across these 15 years.
Victims killed in the attack on the World Trade Center were remembered in New York, where the country's presidential candidates, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, halted their campaigns to pay their respects at Ground Zero. Clinton appeared for a time before being driven away. Her campaign has only said Clinton became overheated. She was taken to her daughter's apartment in New York. A time later, Clinton came out, waving and smiling, taking this lone question.
How are you feeling, Secretary Clinton? Are you feeling better?
Yes, thank you very much.
The Trump campaign has attempted to raise questions about Clinton's health, but so far has not publicly spoken on Sunday's incident. It's unclear if Clinton will alter her campaign schedule. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government has accepted the ceasefire deal brokered by its Russian ally in the United States. Syrian opposition forces also said they welcomed the deal. However, since they feel neither Russian nor Syrian government forces adhere to the earlier ceasefire plans, they are doubtful the ceasefire can hold. Beyond the ceasefire, the primary aim of the United States, the United Nations, and non-governmental groups active in Syria is arranging broader access for humanitarian aid. The United States is considering more unilateral sanctions against North Korea following Pyongyang's fifth and largest nuclear test. North Korea called efforts to add sanctions laughable and vowed to strengthen its nuclear program even further. South Korea says the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders such as the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power.
This is more than brazen defiance. North Korea is seeking to perfect its nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles so they can hold the region and the world hostage under threat of nuclear strike.
South Korea and the United States are reported to have begun their search for radioactive materials following the nuclear test. The investigation team will collect air, water samples to test for radioactive materials such as xenon. Clashes between police and protesters erupted in southeastern Turkey Sunday after government's announcement that it had replaced 28 elected municipal and district mayors in several predominantly Kurdish towns. The Turkish Interior Ministry said the removed officials are suspected of ties with what the government considers terrorist organizations. The U.S. Embassy in Ankara posted a statement on its website and Twitter that it supported Turkey's right to defend itself against terrorism, but emphasizes the importance of respect for due process and the right to peaceful protest. Muslims, pilgrims from around the world are gathering near a hill just outside Mecca, where the Prophet Muhammad delivered his final sermon some 1,400 years ago. The day spent on Mount Arafat is the pinnacle of the five-day Hajj pilgrimage, which all able-bodied Muslims are required to perform at least once. Muslims spend the day there, deep prayer, openly weeping as they repent and ask God for forgiveness. Iran is holding an alternative Hajj in Kabbalah, citing Saudi incompetence and poor response by health officials and safety officials following a deadly stampede at the Hajj last year in Mecca. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Details on more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.